What we're seeing is there was a single bag of trash that contained food and food wrappings, diapers, medical waste, food packaging, dog poo, all things that are not recyclable, nor do I think people think, you know, they're not confused. And so of the, let's assume 13 to 14 people that use this container, 99% of them did it right. And all it takes is one doing it wrong. So unfortunately, what we've discovered is sending letters of warning does not seem to have the same deterrence that getting an actual ticket and a fine has. It's frustrating in that it's just disrespectful to the people who work really hard to provide a service and an amenity for our residents and businesses. I mean, the county, waste management, the city all work together to provide a really attractive, safe, clean place for people to drop their recycling. And when other people abuse that privilege, it puts it in jeopardy for all of us. It's disrespectful. Secondly, it's just downright dangerous this time of year. It's just a matter of time before a bear is here when a person is here, and then we have an encounter and we're gonna win. We have the laws, we have the guns, we have the opposable thumbs.
And then that bear dies.
Yeah.
Because once it's in a conflict with a human being, that's their death sentence.
Every day it worries me that this will be the day that the bear lingers or somebody comes early and we have an encounter.
Any final thought you want to send out to people?
Well, I have two final thoughts. One final thought is food belongs in the compost or the trash, a secure compost or trash container, not recycling ever under any circumstances. And then the other final thought would be, I really appreciate that most of the people who recycle in this town do it well and try and follow the rules. And I'm very grateful for that.
Is this cleanup of diapers and dog poop and syringes part of your job description?
I don't know that it's in my job description.
Okay.
But it's got to be done. So.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much.